Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, give us wisdom to perceive you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So, a wedding is supposed to be the most beautiful day in a couple's life. Even though choosing the right dress or getting your hair done, you know, or choosing right clothes for the bridal party has sent many a couple and their family into emotional tailspins. But for thousands of couples this year, it has become a nightmare because they've had to cancel their reception and some of them are not getting a refund due to the contract they signed months ago with their reception venue. The wedding service itself will be a very low-key affair with physical distancing, fewer guests, and mask wearing a must. I think what has been missing from the headlines is the economic toll on the hundreds of thousands of small businesses that support. This was really a $300 billion wedding industry worldwide. That's a lot of money to be coming out of the global economy. Many of these places are mom and pop organizations that are scrambling as couples postpone, cancel, or put on hold their planning. Couples have had to come face to face and make some difficult choices in the midst of the pandemic. And the reading from Matthew is all about choices. The choice whether to accept God's invitation to a party or give a pass because life is hectic, you have things to go, places to, you know, things to do, places to go, and people to meet. So imagine God sending you an invitation to a party, and not any old party, but a wedding. But here's the thing, the party is happening right now, and the invitation requires an immediate response. RSVP ASAP. What astonishing excuses people will give for declining the invitation to God's kingdom. He sent his servants to call those invited to the wedding party, but they didn't want to come. Again, he sent other servants and said to them, tell those who've been invited, look, meat's all prepared. I butchered the oxen and the fattened calf and everything is ready. Come to the wedding party. But they paid no attention and went away. Some to their fields, some to their businesses, others to other things. Three times they are called, and three times they paid no attention. And then the rest of them grabbed his servants and abused them and killed them. The text today says slaves, which I think is interesting. This fits in with Matthew's theme of God's judgment on the leaders of Israel, who repeatedly rejected God's word in the past, rejects the Messiah, and misleads the people. And so, I don't know if in place of Israel, but God does raise up the church, of which righteousness is expected. And in Matthew's gospel, we have to be super righteous. The church, those on the street corners, the good and the bad alike, to whom God issues the invitation. Come to me. Those who are moral and upright, as well as the dregs of society. The murderers, the rapists, downtown each side, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. Everyone is invited because God plays no favorites. And that's what's known as grace. By grace, God invites all kinds of people to the party. Tax collectors and sinners, the good, the bad, the ugly. You would really like to go. So what's holding you back? What do you have to get finished before you get it? What dream of yours are you pursuing? Does God's repeated calls nag at your conscience? Do they make you angry or resentful? Now imagine you see others responding. People who are homeless. Remember, King says, go get everybody off the streets. Young children, old people, and you choose to put everything aside and join them. And as you arrive at the party, God embraces you and says, oh, I am so glad that you've come here today. And the party's in full swing. The candles, the music, the joyful music, the beautiful guests, the feast, and something is about to go terribly wrong. And here, I can just see it now. I can imagine it. So when the king comes in and saw the guests, he spotted a man who wasn't wearing wedding clothes. And the music stops. There's an uncomfortable silence. And you have this nagging feeling. This is not going to end well. There was a guest who had not prepared himself for the wedding. This is not about the outside. The clothes. That is not what God cares about. God cares about what's on the inside. What's on our hearts. It's our attitude. What we say when we are committed to a life of discipleship. This was a person who showed up with a half-hearted attitude. He wasn't taking his presence at the feast very seriously. And then the outcome for those who refused the initial invitation was the king sent his army, burned down their cities. The fate of the inappropriately dressed guest was to be tied hand and foot and thrown outside into the darkness. Harsh, figurative language designed to shock the listeners then and now. Because everyone, without exception, receives an invitation to enter into a relationship with the divine. No one is ever, ever left out. And Scripture defines these encounters as bountiful, plentiful. Luke writes, pressed down, overflowing, shaken together, running over and pouring into your lap. Oh, but so often, and I don't know why, we refuse God's generosity and kindness. Why? It's hard to believe that any one of us would say no, but we know by experience that we do. There was an interesting reflection on this passage on Facebook. Other people try to enter the kingdom of God on their own terms and conditions. They want to write their own rule book. Life doesn't work that way. Not in the world and not in the kingdom of God. Because no matter how hard you try, no matter what you think, you can't bend readily reality to your own wishes. God's generosity is free to all, but it doesn't come cheap. It's not cheap grace. It asks us for everything. We read of a similar dismal outcome in the rest of the New Testament. Shipwrecks of faith, pseudo-apostles, scammers who preach for profit, legalists and libertines, seed that produces various crop yields, indistinguishable wheat and weeds that grow together, believers who sue each other, a merchant who sold everything to buy the pearl of great price, and the rich young ruler who refused Jesus' invitation, and he went away sad. Whether we hear God's call or not depends on the condition of our ears, and what we hear depends on our spiritual attitude. And this passage ends with, many are called, but few are chosen. And the chosen ones are those who have come into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and have had their spiritual condition changed and their ears opened. Then they hear the voice of the Lord continually asking, come in, come to the party. God simply invites, and God has prepared a spiritual feast for anyone who wants to join him. Because God wants everyone to partake of that joy with him. God wants joy, but no one will enjoy the feast of the kingdom that refuses to take the kingdom seriously. And whether or not you come to the feast depends on you. If we take the kingdom of God lightly, we will never enter. And there will always be some excuse we'll come up with. But we can give that king's invitation if we RSVP ASAP, giving it the priority it deserves, willing to believe and obey it. And then we can enjoy the blessings of the kingdom now and in eternity. Let us pray. Lord, make us your church into the people you desire us to be, who have you created to be. And Lord, forgive us when we fall short. Teach us to be generous in judgment, bold in commitment, and sensitive in listening. And where we find no love, let us bring love. And let us make more. Let us be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.